Main menu.
Hello everyone and welcome to Main Menu, ACB Radio's look at technology from a blindness perspective. This week, we bring you a two-hour pre-recorded presentation from the recently concluded CSUN 2008 Assistive Technology Conference. This presentation is entitled Dueling Operating Systems. A blind user each of the Windows, Linux, and Macintosh operating systems was invited to complete a predetermined list of tasks with their favorite screen reader. The results were judged, and you will soon learn which operating system came out on top, according to the judges. Pratik Patel, the Macintosh presenter, has some thoughts and comments surrounding the dueling operating systems presentation, and he invites all of us to visit his blog to read more about his perspective. You may do that by visiting ppatel.org/blog. That's ppatel.org/blog. We'd like you to all check out Pratik's comments regarding the Dueling Operating Systems contest. Would you like to keep in touch with the Main Menu production team and let us know what you'd like to hear on future shows? You may do that by sending us an email to mainmenu@acbradio.org. That's mainmenu@acbradio.org. You may also join an email list to discuss topics covered on Main Menu programs. Do that by sending email to main-menu-subscribe@googlegroups.com. Once again, that email address is main-menu-subscribe@googlegroups.com. Without any further ado, let's get on with the show right here on ACB Radio Main Menu.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd take your seats, we'll get started here. Thank you. My name is Jamal Mazrui. Am I coming across okay on the mic? Just one second. Okay. I am just getting over a cold, so bear with me on that. This event is called Dueling Operating Systems. It's intended to be in the tradition of CSUN events of years past called dueling scanners or dueling windows, in which there's a spirited competition that is meant to be fun and informative for the audience. In this case, we're going to be competing on the basis of GUI access in different operating systems: Windows, GNOME, and the Mac, Leopard. I asked three individuals who I knew were experienced users to present on behalf of each operating system. Mika Pikala, who uses JAWS for Windows. Pratik Patel, who uses VoiceOver with the Mac. And I had originally asked Yanina Saika, an avid Linux user. It turns out, due to a schedule conflict, she was not able to do the event, and she helped find a replacement, who is Mike Peterson from Sun. Now, we want to be completely open about the fact that Mike does work on the Orca product at Sun. So there's probably nobody who knows Orca as well as Mike. I discussed this with the other two, and they felt comfortable with the arrangement nonetheless because they feel good about their technologies. But we want to give you as many facts as possible so you take that into account in evaluating the performance of these individuals, and their operating systems. Of course, this should not be your sole source of information. If anything, we just hope to whet your appetite enough so that you can seek more information if you are considering possibly changing operating systems or trying a new one that you didn't think was viable before. I happen to work for the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C., but to be clear, I'm doing this on my own personal time, and this is not a work-related function for me. I'd like to start by just having each presenter describe themselves however they wish, what their affiliations are, their background in the operating system and the screen reader they'll be using. And I'd like them to tell you about the system they're using, key performance specs such as memory and processor speed that could have an impact on how fast their computer does things, and also roughly what the total cost of their system is in terms of both hardware and software components. Now, we agreed in advance by consensus that in general we would not be using software other than what came with the operating system. However, a couple of exceptions were made because the operating systems do have different models of distribution and division of roles between the OS and applications. So in the case of Windows, it was agreed that Mecca could use JAWS, even though it does not come with Windows. And he could use Microsoft Office, because that is the dominant Office package on Windows, and the one that a blind person is most likely to use in the working world, and also the one that's most commonly shipped with new computers. We agreed that other than that, there would not be additional software that people could be using, and they could not use screen reader configuration files other than what came with their screen reader. We did make one exception. Mike asked to use the Firefox Beta 3, 3.0 beta for his web browser because it has had major accessibility improvements recently. And that's true on all platforms, not just GNOME. Okay, so we're going to start where I'll ask each person to introduce themselves, tell about the key specs of their system and what its financial cost is, roughly, hardware and software. Mika Pikula.
Good morning, and thank you, Jamal, and good morning, everyone. My name is Mika Pikula. I'm the Vice President of the Association of Blind Citizens. In terms of my background, after graduating from college, I actually worked for the local state agency for the blind for about a year in as a rehab engineer, so basically going out and installing AT assistive technologies and integrating that in various work, home, and educational settings. Also, over the years, I've worked in general IT, and in fact, my current full-time position is with a local insurance company in Boston in their general IT department, doing such projects as computer networking, system design, training, et cetera, sort of for the infrastructure of the IT systems. I've also, over the years, been involved with AT quite a bit, a number of technologies, particularly on the screen reading side. I started out with JAWS for DOS when Henner Joyce at the time was a very small company, and more times than not, you'd actually work directly with Ted Henter. So in some ways, that was nice. And I continued in the Windows world with JAWS for Windows. I've used some other screen readers to an extent, and you know, I have a copy of Window Eyes, and I've used the System Access to Go a little bit, but predominantly, 95% of the time, I'm using JAWS. And I'm also a JAWS beta tester. As far as the computer that I have in front of me here today, it is a Lenovo ThinkPad X60s, as many of you probably know, Lenovo now markets the IBM laptop, so they're now Lenovo instead of IBM. So this the X60s is kind of like a thin and light laptop. I have a full-size Microsoft Bluetooth keyboard. I tend to prefer the full-size keyboard, although JAWS has an extensive laptop keyboard layout. My kind of rule of thumb is if I'm going somewhere for a week, I'll pack the full-size keyboard. The machine itself, I just double-checked it in the control panel. The processor speed is 1.66 gigahertz, and it has 2 gigabytes of RAM and a 100 gigabyte hard drive, along with the usual things such as wireless, 802.11g, Bluetooth. The cost of this particular laptop, along with the 2 docking stations and extra batteries and things like that, was about $2,600. Though certainly you can get a Windows desktop or laptop for much less, but you do kind of pay a premium for the Lenovo quality brand. So that's kind of a high-end price for a laptop, but they kind of run the full gamut in terms of pricing. And certainly desktops are a lot less. Now the JAWS screen reader, there are 2 versions. There's one if you're running a home-based operating system like Windows XP Home or the newer Vista home-based systems. That's a little bit less expensive. But what I do and I generally recommend to people is to buy the JAWS Professional, which will work on Windows XP Professional, the operating systems that came before it, and all of the versions of Windows Vista. Now, that JAWS product is approximately $1,100. Somebody may actually have the exact price here. I've had it for so long, but it is, you know, it's an extra $1,000, $1,200, you know, added to the price of your computer system. It's often purchased for people who are in school or working through state agencies, which was the case in my situation, but for somebody, you know, just starting out, it is a potentially significant added amount of money to buy. So I'll be demonstrating again with the GUI. I still do use the command prompt from time to time. I think it's faster, and if we have time later, or as Jamal sees fit, I could kind of talk about some of the pros and cons of Windows in general, as I think any operating system, you know, has its pros and cons. But I will pass it on to the next presenter.
Good morning, all. Actually, that's not enough, is it? Or is it? Is it fine? Okay, all right. Good morning, all. My name is Mike Peterson. I am the user interface lead for the Oracle Screen Reader project, which is the screen reader for the GNOME desktop, and I work for Sun Microsystems. A little bit of background about myself. I started out my career, worked for a couple of the more well-known access technology companies in the industry. Then I moved on, spent about 4 years at Oracle doing software development, and I've now been at Sun for approximately 3 years working on the Orca project. That's the approximate age of Orca at this point. A little bit of background about the GNOME desktop. GNOME desktop is the graphical user interface that sits on top of Sun Solaris, as well as many Linux distributions. The particular distribution I'm using is today I'm using the Ubuntu Linux distribution. In the booth, we're showing the latest version of Solaris. So if you have more questions at the end, feel free to come by our booth and see Solaris. Orca is the screen reader running, as I said, on top of the GNOME desktop. It is a full screen reader supporting speech, magnification. dictation and grade 2 Braille. And it is written completely in Python, open source. Anyone can see the source code, modify it, make contributions to the or the community. The applications available on the desktop are things such as OpenOffice, which will, I'm sure, probably today spend time with the both Writer and Calc applications, Firefox web browser, Thunderbird email and contacts, Evolution email, contacts and calendar, various multimedia applications. Those are kind of the vast majority we'll be showing. I'm using an open source text-to-speech engine as well. There are a variety of different speech engines you can get. The one I'm using is called eSpeak. You can also get Kestrel Swift. You can get DeckTalk, you know, this festival, things like that. So anyway, the computer I'm using is a Toshiba Tegra M9, which is a Core 2 Duo T7500 processor, 2 gigs of RAM, 120 gig hard drive. I think the cost of the machine is somewhere around $1,500. I'm not sure. The total cost of the software on the system is zero. The speech engine, the screen reader, the Office package, the multimedia applications, everything. This is all open source technology developed by and used by the community. The Orca screen reader ships with the desktop, so one who gets a Linux distribution with the latest GNOME desktop also gets the Orca screen reader. So there's no extra installation required for Solaris or Linux. I also have a Braille display connected here just for my own personal benefit as I'm navigating around. So I guess that's the basics on Orca. I'm using a Braille at 24 up here. I don't know what that costs. What?
9,000.
No.
The little one. The little one, yeah.
Yeah, that's about 1,200.
I have no idea. Sorry. So I'm not sure what they're going for right now because the prices on this stuff change a lot. Anyway, that's the... I guess that's the short story on my specs and what I'm running on. Pass it over to the team here. Just a second here.
Good morning, all. My name is Prateek Patel. I wear multiple hats in terms of my career. I am the university director of information technology at the City University of New York. I also direct a math and science accessibility project, which is a Department of Ed-funded grant, also run out of the City University of New York, as well as being president, CEO, and the sole employee of a company that I opened last year, actually 2 years ago. My background, I've been working in the IT field for the past 8 or so years, ever since I was in college, held various positions, including I served as a director of the Assistive Technology Project for the university before moving on to being the central university liaison for working on IT accessibility, more from the policy level. My background in terms of using assistive technology operating systems is multifold. I currently use all of the 3 operating systems, along with the multiple screen readers, Orca, JAWS, Window Eyes, the whole gamut. Essentially, I use what works. The MacBook... what I'm using to demonstrate today is a MacBook that I purchased probably about 6 months ago, about a week before they released the new MacBooks. It is a believe, a 13-inch MacBook with 2 gigs of RAM, 160 gigabyte of hard drive space, and a 1.8, I believe, Core 2 Duo processor with the Mac OS Leopard running on it, which I installed after I got the MacBook. And it is running the VoiceOver as its screen reader, which was the development of that was begun before Mac OS X Tiger was released, 10.4. And it was really implemented in version 10.4, and in my opinion has come to be something really good in Leopard, and a lot of new features have been added throughout its product cycle. The screen reader is included without any additional cost. And for this demonstration purposes, I will not be running any additional software that has cost. In terms of the cost of the machine, I believe I paid $1,600 for the machine and then additional $350 for a service contract. So approximately $2,000 for this machine. So I'll leave it at that, and let's go for it.
All right. I do want to also say that I made outreach efforts to Microsoft and Apple in case that their staff wanted to have input on how this event was organized, since Sun had a representative here, because I have always wanted it to be as fair as possible. And I believe that there are representatives from those companies, or at least some of them here. Okay, the next thing I'd like to do, I guess, is just get started, and I'm going to make for the first task simply starting the computer from a hard reset so that people can hear what happens. I want them to be able to hear all of the speech events that occur from the time of silence to where the screen reader is fully available for use, and then also describe the basic keyboard interface or modes of the screen reader. Try not to get into any detail. We're not expecting anybody to start learning specific keystrokes here, but just an overview of kind of the user interface of that screen reader. And if there are significant silent periods during the boot up process, you can start talking then. If not, wait till it fully boots up. That's up to you. And I'm going to ask, I'll ask Pratik to start first.
What I'm going to do is I have my machine up, and I'm actually going to shut down.
I just put the microphone by the speaker for now. I'm going to shut down the unit.
Menu bar, Apple, menu. About this Mac, system, software update, ellipse, Mac OS and software, ellipse, system preferences, ellipse, dock, sub, recent items, force quit Safari, force call, force slave, restart, ellipses, restart.
I'm going to restart, and I'll tell you when the restart begins.
Shop, restarting.
Okay, so, that was just the restart, and you heard the tone. That means the machine is restarting. And while it does that, I'll talk about the screen reader a little bit. VoiceOver works in conjunction with the accessibility built into the OS, the operating system itself, and the program within the operating system. It works just like other screen readers. It has a review mode that works with a mouse cursor. It has there's a VoiceOver cursor as well as the keyboard focus. And VoiceOver is able to track each of those separately if you need to, or combined if you need to. One thing that I did not mention earlier is that VoiceOver has VoiceOver also has Braille support. Okay, that was just the beginning.
You're the best. Finder. Window. Options. Table.
Okay. The operating system is just loaded. It has put me in what is called the Finder. In the operating system, the Finder is the background process for launching most of the windows. So the Finder has now the focus in this operating system, and the machine is fully loaded.
Are you done?
Yes.
Thank you.
Sure.
Okay. How about Mike?
So I'm also still booted up, so I'm going to shut the machine down first. I'll bring up the application launch menu.
System menu. Quit dot dot dot.
I'm just using keyboard navigation commands to move around the menu here.
Desktop frame, Firefox desktop configuration, file icon, exit, cancel button, shutdown button.
Okay, the machine's just shutting down now. Normally you'd hear a shutdown sound, but sometimes it shuts down quicker than the sound has a chance to play, so you just didn't hear anything that time. Okay, we're shut down. I'm going to power back up here, and we'll see. Just now turned the machine on. A little bit about Orca. Orca's primary mode of screen reading is called focus tracking mode. It is intended just to, as a screen reader does, give you feedback as you're navigating the user interface, and as well as not focus. That was the Braille display starting. Sorry, giving information on what has focus as well as relevant contextual information. We also have a mode which we call flat review mode, which allows you to explore the screen, click on things. Okay, the operating system has just rebooted, and the flat review allows you to navigate the screen, click on objects, also review with the Braille display, various things like that. There are currently two keyboard modes, desktop and laptop, as well as a configuration user interface to allow the user to assign keys to whatever they want. So let me just log in here. I do not have any speech on login here currently. Typing in my username. Pressing enter. My password, pressing enter.
Is that by choice, Mike?
What's that?
No speech, is that by choice?
Because the screen reader on login on this particular distribution is broken right now. And it's getting addressed, but it just isn't right now. So I just typed in the username and password.
Welcome to Orchard.
Okay, my screen reader started automatically after I logged in. So I now have the user interface. Just another quick note about the Orca navigation model. Actually, I'll save that until we get to the web browser. Yes?
How did you know you had the login screen?
Oh, it played a that tom-tom sound that you heard, you might have heard through the speaker. That's my login notification. It's that's part of the screen, that part of the operating system.
But didn't that happen after you log in?
No, that was the login sound. There's a little doo-doo-doo, a little drum sound that plays. I might have been talking over it. You might not have heard it. But it plays a little, like, three or four drum sounds to let you know that you're actually at the login screen as well.
Okay.
Here's the microphone.
Okay. I had actually, this is Mika Pikeloff with the Windows computer. I had actually shut the machine down when Jamal announced the task, so which I pressed the control escape, or you could also press the Windows key, and then U for shutdown, and then enter. So it's off, and I'm just going to turn it on right now. And it has some hardware buttons for volume, so you can tell it turned on. You can kind of feel the fan, and you can hit one of those buttons, and you'll get a beep. So it's booting up now. And incidentally, JAWS will load during the login prompt, but usually, often it's faster to just hit any of the keys or the numbers on the keyboard. And when it's ready for you to press Control-Alt-Delete, which this is a business configured type laptop, it'll make a tone, and then you can hit Control-Alt-Delete and type in your password, you know, before JAWS loads. Or, I mean, you can wait, but it just takes a little longer if you do that. The speed of boot up with Windows largely depends on how you've used the machine and what sort of programs you have running in the background. This one I've had for a couple years, and I haven't reinstalled Windows or really cleaned up a lot of the programs on it, so it's ready, so I'm going to hit Control-Alt-Delete now. JAWS had just come up as I was typing my...
Loading your personal settings, dot, dot, dot. Loading your personal settings, dot, dot, dot.
So, yeah, when you first get a new machine, it often boots up and shuts down faster and as different programs get loaded. It takes longer, and then to remedy that, you would uninstall things that maybe are loaded upon startup. And things like that, or the most drastic step would be to just reinstall the operating system. But you do kind of hear that with, especially computers, if someone installs and tests a bunch of programs, that they, one frustration is that the computer or the laptop will kind of take a while to boot up and shut down. So right at this point, it's still, the desktop is up, but it's still kind of loading some things, so in a few seconds we'll have access to the screens. Now, JAWS uses what they call the PC cursor and the JAWS cursor. The PC cursor is largely for interacting with the application. The JAWS cursor is for reviewing information on the screen or getting to things that you would normally get to with the mouse. JAWS also uses something called a virtual cursor on the internet, and in this is the Lenovo fingerprint software, which I don't use largely something that could escape out of that. That's what it was asking for the password for that. In the desktop mode, you largely use the numeric keypad to control JAWS, although with the laptop computer layout, you can hold the shift lock key, the caps lock key, as a modifier instead. So now this, I think, is the Google Talk login screen.
John, my type is Google Talk. Low battery alert all enabled when the keyboard has less than 1% of its remaining battery life. As for Mozilla, easy. Desktop, home, internet explorer.
So now I'm out on the desktop, and if the Bluetooth battery dies, I can always use the laptop battery, but we are up on the desktop and ready to go at this point. Thank you.
Thanks. All right. For the next task, I'm going to ask Mike to do this one first. There's a blog called The Blind Confidential. We're all hooked up to the internet, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. There's a blog called Blind Confidential. I'd like you to subscribe to that blog. And as much as possible, give the audience an idea of what you're doing.
Okay, before I start here, I wanted to make a couple of comments about Orca on the internet here. We have a bit of a different model. We do not use a virtual buffer or forms mode in Orca at all. We present the user the ability to fully arrow through and navigate in a variety of different ways the web content, but it's very much what you see is what you get. So what the sighted person and the blind person are interacting with are very similar, which also benefits the magnification user as well. So I'm going to... Firefox web browser. What was that URL again?
Finish login on Google. Yes.
Oh, I actually don't know the URL. I just know the name of the blog. So.
I'm going to Google for it then and find it.
Blind. Confidential. Blind. 0%. Blind confidential. Finish loading. Blind confidential. Blind Google search. Web images link. Maps link. News link. Shopping link.
Okay, and I'm going to press H because I know that. Actually, let's see what Google, let's see what the this page actually looks like. I'm going to use the Orca Where Am I functionality, so I'm going to hold down. I'm using the laptop keyboard layout currently, so I'm going to hold down the caps lock and double press the enter key.
Same site. 50 headings. 1 visited link. 239 unvisited links.
So it's going to just tell me what my kind of page layout is here.
Blind confidential link heading level 2.
Yeah, that sounds...
Web one serves as a commentary on issues regarding people with visual impairments.
Okay, that sounds like what we're looking for.
Blind confidential link, 0%.
I tab to that, I press enter on it.
Blind confidential, finish login, blind confidential. Blogger text, search blog, next blog, link, create blog link, cited link. Blind confidential, heading level 1, blind confidential serves as a commentary on issues regarding people with visual impairments. No topic is too controversial for this online resource, has been the description of blind confidential from the day we went online in January. Since then, it has morphed into a collection of stories related, for the most part, to issues involving blindness, but we also include fiction, essay, and commentary.
Well, now, I'm not touching the keyboard, or just reading any of this web page as it came up, so... Assume I want to sign in, probably.
Blogger navigate, search blogger section, search section, next blog link, create blog link, cited link.
So that will give me the opportunity to register.
0%.
I just tab to the sign in and then press enter.
Finish log blogger, dashboard page, blogger link, image, mike.pedersen@gmail.com, dashboard link, help link, sign out link, 100.
Oh, I guess I must be Google related because it signed me in automatically. So, I guess I've done the task. Let's just take a look at this page here for a second, I guess, and see.
Blogger link, it's mike.pedersen@gmail.com. Dashboard link, help link, sign up link, dashboard heading level 1, edit your blogs heading level 1, create a blog link, help link, Mike Pedersen, new blog in new window link, it's new blog link, link, new post link, edit post.
Okay, so I'm signed in. I guess everyone knows my personal email address now. Anyway, who's next?
All right. Let's go for Mecca.
Desktop.
Easy cursor.
Okay. So, the gentleman next to me might have been wondering what I was typing, and I just closed Google Talk and a program that monitors messages for your cell phone, which I usually close when I log in. And of course, I mean, all computers wouldn't have that, so that's just what I'm doing. So I'm going to exit back out of DOS. And I'm opening up Internet Explorer. And my particular home page opens up several tabs at once, so you have web pages available to you that you use frequently. I don't know offhand whether his blog is blindconfidential.com or it might be blindconfidential.blogspot.com, so I'll do a Google search as well real quick and just check it out.
Virtual PC cursor. Title is iGoogle Ashwin Edit. Forms Boga. Edit Blind Confidential Blog. Forms Boga Google Search Button. Blind Confidential Blog Dash Google Search Page has 10 edits at 75 links. Blind.
So I just hit the control key to silence it, but it gave us some information about the page. And I usually work with keyboard echo off, so you didn't hear me typing. But I typed in blind confidential blog, and now I'll hit H, which is the heading command that takes you right to the first search result.
Blind confidential.
So blind confidential, and now I'm going to use the virtual cursor and the down arrow to read what the URL is. So it is blind. Good thing I didn't just try blind confidential. So I'll hit enter on that to go into the web page and the blog.
Visited. Blind confidential 1%. RSSB stage has still read. IP edition 166. Virtual PC cursor.
And that time, instead of hitting control to stop it from talking, I hit the virtual PC cursor to interrupt it. But you could have also hit control. I just kind of hit certain keys out of habit. And you noticed it did say RSS in there, which means that there are feeds that you can subscribe to. Visually, in most cases, the RSS subscribe icon is an orange button. But JAWS will tell you that the page has RSS content available, so you know, hey, there's something here I can subscribe to. That is something that I believe you can also turn off if you don't want it to make that announcement. But out of the box, it will. So now I'm going to use Internet Explorer functionality. I'm going to do Alt-T for the Tools menu. So I'm going to go. You go to Feed Discovery. So there's an Atom and an RSS feed, which are just two technical ways that feeds can deliver content, but it's most likely the same information. I'd say RSS is a little more common, so I'm going to hit enter on that. And now I'm going to again go to, I'll silence it, go to the Tools menu, Alt-T, again using IE command. now subscribe to this feed is not grayed out because we're actually on the feed.
Leaving menus, internet explorer dialog. Subscribe to this feed when you subscribe to a feed that is automatically added to the favorites, center and kept up to date. Name, bold edit, blank confidential, type and create a bold combo box. Feed level 2. New folder button to add, subscribe button to activate, press space.
So I was just hitting tab to listen to those controls, and now I'll hit the space bar for subscribe. And now the blog is in my subscribe feed list within Internet Explorer. There may be other quick shortcut keys to do this a little bit faster. I haven't read the JAWS help lately, but that kind of explains the process, and that's kind of how you would do it. And there may be ways to do it faster, but that's just with any task, there's multiple ways you could do something. So now I will pass it on to Prateek.
I'd like to make just one comment real quickly if I could. I apparently misunderstood what Jamal wanted. I thought he wanted to log into the actual blog site itself and not to subscribe to a feed. That's just as doable with Firefox as well. So I apologize for misunderstanding the task request.
Would you like to finish doing that?
I can do that, sure.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. Yeah, I totally misunderstood what you wanted there, actually, so...
I Google my field frame, I Google internal frame, I Google HTML content text. Line. Confidential. Dot. Confidential. Finish line confidential.
Google search A. Quick about it here.
Line confidential link heading level 2. 50% line confidential, finish login line confidential, blogger text, search log net, create log link net, section, search log, blogger text blogger, site meter link, chairman mail link, blind Christian link, five comments link, blind chairman, site meter link image. Blogger navigation and search internal frame, location autocomplete, search using Google autocomplete. I Google internal frame, blind confidential HTML content, blogger navigation, and search internal frame.
Okay, so now we got the...
File menu, new window, new tab, open location, open file dot, close cut, save page, save frame, send link dot, page setup, print read, print dot, import dot, work outline, quit cut, new window. I Google internal frame, blind file, edit, new, history, bookmarks menu, tools menu, accessibility, tools, web search, downloads, add-ons, error console, page info, clear private, web search, control K, accessibility, title, tree level 1, help menu, help, cut, file menu, edit menu, select, find, cut, find again, cut, references, select all, control, find, cut, find, new menu, toolbar, setup, title, reload, cut, zoom menu, page,
I'm actually
menu,
trying to find menu. The, I can't remember now where the subscribe to feed
auto
is.
Edit menu, Mormon code, customize, Western, Unicode, Western, English. History menu, F, FOMAL, show all, blind confidential blog, Google search, blind, bookmarks menu, bookmark, subscribe to this page menu.
There we go.
Subscribe to blind confidential, Adam, .. Treat, subscribe to blind confidential, RSS, ..
Okay, now all I'm doing is I'm just navigating the Firefox menu structure here, and Orcus is reading the desk, so I'm going to subscribe.
I Google internal frame, blind confidential HTML content, blogger, finish the blind confidential page, subscribe to this feed using label, light bookmarks, combo box, light bookmarks, combo box, Mindfield application, I Google, Mindfield frame, I Google internal frame, blind confidential HTML content, subscribe to this feed using label, location autocomplete, search using Google auto. I Google internal frame, location autocomplete.
Okay, there it is.
Search using Google, link image. Live bookmarks, combo marks.
There we go. Okay.
Why don't you use a search feature?
Oh, you mean to, on the page? Certainly, yeah. Firefox has a search capability as well that, that we could use as well. I was just using the user interface in Firefox to do that. So, anyway, we have accomplished this now, so here's... Here you go. Sorry about that.
Okay, so this is going to be a bit tricky, me trying to talk and put this microphone here at the same time. But there are a couple of ways to do this in Leopard as well. What I'm going to do is I'm also going to try and search...
Name. Address book. Selected. Application. Name modified.
March 1st, 2008, 8:48 a.m. Size. Application.
What I'm going to do is we're going to open Safari, which is the web browser, and we're going to go to
Spotlight. Search test field. Internet. Running display.
What I did was I went to Spotlight and we're going to search for Safari. Sometimes, in terms of navigating, it's easier to do a search for an application.
Show all. Safari. Top hit.
I'm going to open that.
Safari. Safari. Search. Safari. Search test field. Finder. Has new window. Back. Delete button. Your Safari. Search test field. Back. Delete button. Icon. View switcher. Radio button. List view. Call. View switcher. Delete radio button. Cover. Flow. View switcher. Radio button. Action. Menu button. Safari. Search test field. Back. Delete button. Forward. Delete icon. View. List view switcher. Select. Call. View switcher. Delete list icon. View switcher. Radio button. Side. Vertical splitter. Sidebar. List. Verticals. Search. This Mac. Selected. Radio button. Hello. Contents. Selected. File name. Radio button 202. Save button. Plus button. Work table. Interact with table. Unselected. Row 2. Name. Apple. Start. Kind. Safari history item. Last open. MD finder node. 0x1628240.
It took me to some place that I did not want to go.
Finder. Running. Dashboard. Mail. iCheck. Address book. iTunes. iPhoto.
I believe I have Safari running on my
own. iMovie. iDVD. GarageBand. iWeb. iCal. QuickTime Player. Photo booth. System preferences. Time machine. Documents. Folder.
And don't. Okay. We'll do it the traditional way.
Downloads. Folder. Trash. Finder. Running. Finder. Window. Searching. This Mac. Table. 1 of 561 selected. No row selected. Menu bar, Apple. Apple, menu, about this Mac. System profiler, ellipsis, software update, Mac OS X software, system preferences, ellipsis, dock, submenu. Recent items, submenu, recent items, submenu, disk utility, GarageBand, iCal, iTunes, MacBook EFI firmware update, mail, Safari. Safari.
So as you can tell, there are multiple
Safari.
Ways of getting
Window, loading, Apple,
to.
Start, HTML content, HTML content.
Now, can you do first letter navigation in the...
Yes. Yeah, what you can do is not only can you do first letter navigation, but you can start typing, and the menu choices will be narrowed down for you as you type. I was just going through the items, especially because I couldn't remember what applications I recently opened.
Close button. Close editor. Aperture URL. Aperture compressive scene edited. More growth size. Heading level 2. About Apple. http://www.apple.com/startpage/ selection deleted gmail.com/ selection deleted gle.com/ html content minimize button zoom button close button html content html content html content close button html content html content minimize button html content news 452 menu button HTML content. HTML content. Show bookmarks. Object. Checkbox. Apple. 147. Menu button.
Strange behavior.
Show bookmarks. Object. Checkbox. Apple. Amazon. eBay. But. Yahoo. Button. News. For HTML content. HTML content. Control option lock. On. Minimize button. HTML content. HTML content. Stop interacting with HTML content. HTML content. Minimize button. Zoom button. Show bookmarks. Object. Checkbox. Control option lock. On http://. www.google.com/. Page address. Edit text. HTTP. Edit text. Web. Images. Web. 2008 Google. About Google. Business solutions. Advertising group. Advanced search. I'm here. Google search button. Edit text. Blank.
There we go.
HTML content. HTML content. Minimize button. HTML content. Interact web. 2008 Google Web. Bible code. Business solutions. Advertising programs. Language tools. Preferences. Advanced search. I'm feeling lucky. Button code Google's. Blog. Edit text. B. L. I. 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 I'm feeling lucky. Button. School area. HTML content. Heading level 1. WWI.com. 2008 All Media Guide LLC. Portions of content provided by All Media Guide, a trademark of All Media Guide LLC.
I'm accidentally pressing keystrokes the microphone positioning. I apologize.
Blind, edit text.
Or you could also, just like in other operating systems, you can probably do it through mail client as well.
Menu bar, Apple, Safari, File, Edit, View, History, Bookmarks, Bookmarks, Menu, Show All, Add Bookmark, and Add Bookmark for these tabs, Add Bookmark folder, Bookmarks bar, 500, Show All Bookmarks, Command Option Window, Menu, Minimize, Command, Book History, Menu, Back, Command, View, Menu, High Bookmarks, bar, show tab bar, High Toolbar, Customize Toolbar, Clip, Stop, Do, Command, Reload Page, Command, Edit, Menu, Undo, Do, Redo, Do, File, New Window, New Tab, Open File, Open Location, Close Window, Close Window, Command Shift, Close All Windows, Close All Windows, Command Shift Option, Close Tab, Do, Close Other Tabs, Do, Save As, Ellipsis, Mail Contents of this Page, Command, Mail Link to this Page, Open the Dashboard, Ellipsis, Import Bookmarks, Ellipsis, Export Bookmarks, Ellipsis.
Now what I can do is move this page to what's called the dashboard, which is a little widget area that appears in the operating system on the side. And if I do that, when it's updated, it will
open the dashboard.
I can open this to the dashboard and keep that on the dashboard and easily switch to this blog. That's one way of doing this, since it could be frequently updated. Or I can take the web address here.
Blogger.
And take it to
Simon. HTML content. Minimize button. HTML content. Interact with HTML content. Language. English. Blogger. Image. Heading level 2. 2 items. Sub username. Email. PRATIKB1. Analog. Password. Password. Secure edit text. Use a different account. Simon. Press sign in. School F. Blogger. Secure edit text.
I did the same thing.
Username and password do not match. You provide a subscribe vertical line, content policy. Menu bar, Safari, file, edit, view, history, bookmarks, window, panel, window, window, minimize, minimize, zoom, zoom all, select it, select previous tab, move tab to new window, merge all windows, downloads, command option, activity, command option, bring all to front, arrange in front, check mark, water, sign in, minimize, command, M.
I apologize, I don't remember the keystroke that she used to do that, and it's probably not a menu, at least.
Bookmarks, menu. Bookmarks bar 599. Southern add bookmark folder. Add bookmark for these ads. Ellipsis. Add bookmark to menu. Command shift D.
Okay. Jamal, would you like me to do that through mail or? Or do you want to move on to a new task?
I should probably move on. Is there anything more you wanted to tell people?
No. Just that it can be done in different ways. As you know, through the browser, through the dashboard, or through the mail application.
Okay, great. Thanks. All right. For the next task, I'm going to ask.
So was this task complete? I'm sorry, I couldn't follow whether he completed the task of signing up.
I was able to move the page to the dashboard. I did not subscribe to the RSS feed through the browser, but I could do it through the mail client.
For the next task, I'd like to turn to word processing, and I'll describe the task. It's going to be a very simple document. The title will be Alphabetic Sentence, and I want that centered alphabetic sentence. And then this is the sentence that contains all the letters in the English alphabet. The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog. And I want... You could pick which words, but I want one of those words to be bolded, another to be underlined, and another to be italicized. And then I want you to verify through speech feedback, so the audience can hear what the font characteristics are, again, of those words. Does everybody get that, or shall I repeat it?
Now, Jamal, would you want people to use something like Microsoft Office? Or
you can use whatever word processor you want. I think we agreed you can use Office if
okay.
you like.
Okay.
And I'll have Mecca start this one.
Okay.
Oh, also, to try to minimize... microphone issues, and an assistant will try to position the mic for them. But you guys can indicate whether you want to handle it yourself or just tell him how he can be most helpful.
Okay, so I'm just kind of where we left off before. I'm going to hit Windows key M to minimize the browser window and just return to the desktop.
Desktop, overview, list view, Internet Explorer, 5069, to move the light to the arrow keys.
Okay, so we're now at the desktop. And the quickest way to get into Microsoft Word, you can certainly do it through menus, but the quickest way, and I tend to use this a lot, is to hold the Windows key down and press R, which is the Run dialog box. You can also get to that through menus, but I'll just hit Windows key R.
CMD, run dialog, type the name of the program.
And it said CMD, that was the last place where I was, which is the DOS prompt. And I'm going to type in WinWord and press Enter to launch Microsoft
Word.
Desktop,
overview, list view, Internet Explorer, 5069, to move the light to the arrow keys. Document, Word, Microsoft Word, edit.
So now we have Microsoft Office 2003 loaded. With a blank document.
Easy cursor. Normal style. Title is document web dash. Easy. Normal style.
And what was the sentence?
Oh, centered, the title will be Alphabetic Sentence, and that should be centered. And then the sentence itself below that will be, the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog.
Easy, top of mind. Normal style, alphabetic sentence.
So, the title of the document is Alphabetic Sentence.
Normal style, alphabetic sentence.
And I'm using the JAWS key with the up arrow or numpad 8, which is read current line.
Normal style, alphabetic sentence.
I'm going to press the shift key and N to select that text.
Selected alphabetic sentence. Center alphabetic sentence.
And then to center that, I press control E.
Normal style. The quick round pop. Quick.
And now we're going to select the word quick.
Quick selected.
And I believe the key to underline is control U.
Quick. Underline pop.
I'm going to select the word brown with control shift right arrow.
Brown selected.
And I believe the key for bold is control B.
Bold up. Fox jumps over the maxi. L A Q Z Q Z A L A L A Z Y.
I just corrected the word lazy.
Dog. Lazy.
And I'm going to select lazy with control shift right arrow.
Lazy selected.
And I believe the command for italics is control I. So now, there's a command in JAWS, which is the JAWS key, which would be either the, in my case, I'll use the zero key, the long zero key down at the bottom of the number pad, or in laptop mode, you could hold the caps lock key. And then you hit F, as in font, and it tells you about the font and the formatting. So I'll hit that and see what happens.
Single letter line, 12 point times, new Roman, normal style, line, spacing, colon, single paragraph, formatting, colon, line, left, outline, level, colon, body, text.
So it told us the word quick was underlined. And I'll go to the word the, because I don't think we have any formatting in that. We don't have underlining, for instance.
Quick, T-A-E.
So that's the word the. And then I'll do that JAWS key plus F.
12-point times the Roman style line spacing colon 12-point times the Roman normal style line spacing colon single paragraph formatted colon line left outline level colon body text quit two single underline 12-point times the Roman ground fox jumps j 12-point times the Roman normal style line spacing colon fox f 12-point times the Roman normal style jumps over lazy l the town size 12-point times the Roman normal style line spacing colon single paragraph lazy l the town size 12-point
so l lazy is italicized
the town size 12-point times
with that insert key plus f
quit two single underline 12 point brown B bolded 12 point times the Roman normal
and brown is bolded.
Fox F 12 point times the Roman normal style.
Let me
top of normal style.
So I'll just do also a say all to read the document, which is insert down arrow or JAWS key down arrow.
Normal style. Alphabetic sentence. The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog.
And it reads the sentence to us. There are a variety of other JAWS commands where when you're reading through a document, it can announce formatting changes. I certainly use word processing, but not to a heavy extent. I more use things with the web and various other programs, so that's kind of where my strengths are, but this is basically how it would work, and there are other navigational commands that you could use to hear changes in formatting, etc. So with that, I will pass it on to the next person.
One question. Did you verify that the heading was centered?
Let me go do that.
DC cursor. Top normal style. Normal style. Alphabetic sentence. A. 12-point times the Roman normal style. Line spacing. Colon. Single paragraph. Formatted. Colon. Center. Outline. Level. Colon. Body text.
And again, I did that with that JAWS key plus F.
Thank you. Next, Pratik. And If you want, just put that mic on the computer, and then Bill will hold the other mic, and you can speak freely.
Okay.
It's up to you.
Yep. I'm going to do that. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. What I'm going to do is I have the spotlight.
Microphone. Table.
I'm going to bring the
spotlight.
Spotlight up. And I'm going to type in text edit, which is the application we're going to look for.
So let's delete it.
Text edit.
Text edit, spotlight, search text field. Show all. Text edit, this is my text, and I can do whatever I want to do with this line. This is so simple. Top hit.
Okay, it found a document that I had been working on, so we're going to open text edit.
Text edit, finder, window, searching, this Mac. Text edit, search text field. Look back, new button. Text edit, search text field. Look back, new button. Text edit, search text field. Spotlight, search text field. Do I need display? Show all. Text edit, this is an iText, and I can do whatever I want to do with this line. This is so simple. Top hit, text edit, finder, window, searching, this Mac, text edit, search text field.
Sorry, I'm pressing the wrong key. Okay.
Spotlight, search text field.
Text edit is the application that accompanies Mac. It can handle text documents. It's the name is sort of...
Show all. Text edit, this is an iText, and I can do whatever I want. Text edit, text finder, window, searching, this Mac, text edit, search text. Caps lock, on, caps lock, off, finder. Finder. Spotlight, search text field. Searching this Mac. Text edit. Search text field.
You know, I apologize. I'm going to restart this machine. For some reason, I've gotten into a mode where it's not behaving with any of the commands.
Do you want us to
do you want
add the other?
Yeah,
Mike,
thank
would you
sure,
want
to?
Okay.
No problem. Thank you.
No, I'll bring this down. Why don't you give me the other one, actually?
Writer application, which is a word processing application. I'm going to bring up my application log.
Open Office.org word processor. Desktop drain, Firefox desktop configuration file icon not selected. Untitled one, OpenOffice.org writer drain.
Okay, so I have the information up here, or the blank document, actually. So, and I will. First, enter the title here that we're looking for.
BA Learn.
If I could type, I'd be better off.
Alphabetic. Sentence.
Now, I happen to use Word Echo, so that's just what you're hearing there.
A. Alphabetic sentence selected. File menu, edit menu, new menu, insert menu, format menu, character dot dot dot, paragraph dot dot dot, bullets and number in dot, page dot dot, change case menu, columns dot dot, styles and formatting, auto format menu, enter menu, ref menu, alignment menu, left checked, centered, alphabetic centers.
Okay, so.
That's the menu. Can you do that with a shortcut?
Yeah, if I can remember what the center shortcut was.
Okay. I just wanted to know.
Yeah, I'm going to use shortcuts for a few other things here, so just a second here. Okay, now I'm going to type the text.
The. Size 12, family name time, slow, diversion center. CK, with.
Okay, thank you.
Brown, fox. Dumped.
So we wanted bold, italicized, underlined, was that the other one?
Yes.
Over. Lazy. Done.
Okay, so now, in order to verify that I actually centered what I thought I did, I'm going to go and return to the top.
Alphabetic sentence. Find and replace.
Oops.
Untype.
Wrong key.
Size 12. Family name times. Justification center.
Okay, so that was my title line, so I verified that the title was justified.
Len.
Now we'll go into...
the with brown fox dump, so
we'll check out word by word what our attributes are.
Find and replace of the size 12, family name times, justification.
Okay, so we got that, so there's no attributing on the attributes on the word the.
With. Size 12, family name times, role of justification.
Okay. I'm just hitting control to shut it up so it just doesn't jabber through all the information. So we found out that quick was bolded.
Brown. Size 12, family name times, role of justification center.
What's the keystroke to check that?
Oh, insert F, or caps lock F, I'm sorry, is what I'm using.
Fast. Find and relays. The flip round size 12, family name times, roll justification center.
Okay, now.
Dumped.
Well.
Size 12, family name times, roll justification center, sign italic.
So now we got italic on that one. The reason you're hearing bold on a couple of these is when I turned bolding on, I forgot to turn it back off. So it bolded the word and then it. And then the next time I italicize it. So now the third one, what you're probably going to hear
over.
Is that I've got all the attributes turned on.
Size 12, family name times, role, underline symbol, justification center, sign italics.
So, yeah, so anyway, but it's giving me that information. And I have reporting of those buttons turned off right now on this machine because I hid the tool, one of the toolbars. And so. Normally, what would be happening is it would speak when I hit the control B for bold, for example. It would say bold on, bold off, whatever I was actually doing. But I turned that feature off the other day and forgot that I did. So anyway, but you're getting the various pieces of information about the text as you navigate it. Now, I could also have gone into the Orca configuration user interface and turned on. Justification reporting, which would tell me if there were any tabs on my current line, how many spaces I had indented it, or any other pieces of information like that. And I could also spell check this document, have Orca read me the spell check information, you know, anything like that. So, anyway, Jamal, did I miss any parts of that task?
I'm thinking on it, thanks. Pratik,
yep.
Do you want to go now?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, by the way, leave your documents on the screen when you're done.
Okay. You want to show them as well.
Speech disabled.
Now, if I can remember what you wanted me to do.
do. The title was supposed to be alphabetic
sentences.
I am in sympathetic. Once I restarted, it seemed to get to where I needed to go. And as I was starting to say, TextEdit is is not as simple as it sounds. It can handle text documents, it can handle RTF, and it can handle, to some degree, Microsoft Word documents. It can open them, I'm sure. I'm not too experimented too much with the Word document conversion, but I would assume that it probably misses a few of the features that are embedded in Word documents, but RTF and text documents it can as well. Okay, so okay, so what you hear VoiceOver telling you as it's going up, what I'm using it are the VoiceOver keys plus up and down to move line to line. It's telling you the font attributes. Alphabetic sentence. And what I'm going to do is, you wanted the center, correct?
Yes.
I'm going to select that.
Alphabetic, highlight, sentence, highlight.
Select those two, and then go into the menu bar. And go
menu bar, format, menu. Text edit, file, edit, format, menu, font, submenu, font, submenu, show fonts, command, bold, command, italic, underline, outline.
As you can tell, they're font menu.
Format, text, submenu. Text, submenu, align left, command, center, command, vertical lines.
And I'm going through the menu so that you can see there are multiple ways of doing this. If you press command and E while you have this highlighted, you can center that, and I'm going to do this
for center. Align center, E.
So as you can tell, VoiceOver told you. Okay, now we're going to move on to the next paragraph. And the sentence was...
A variation is fine, but it was the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog.
Oops.
Let's not worry about the words, just you can go on.
Fox, clean, lazy, quick, the sentence, alphabetic.
tell, as you're moving around the text and interacting with it, VoiceOver will tell you the font attributes, including the name of the font, the type of the font, what is called the font face, and the characteristics of the font.
Thanks. Okay, well, keep that document up, and Pratik, I'm going to ask you to start this next one. What I'd like you to do is to do a global search and replace, replacing the letter Z with two Zs. So I think that should turn lazy into L-A-Z-Z-Y. Then start a spell check, and it presumably would stop at that word. We'd like to hear the suspect word. We'd like to hear the choices. We'd like to hear the context, if possible, and make the correction.
Menu bar, Apple, text edit, file, edit, edit, undo, typing, redo, dip, cut, dip, copy, paste, paste, delete, complete, dip, select all, dip, come, insert, submenu, find, submenu, dip, selling a grammar, find, submenu, dip, find, submenu, find, ellipsis, dip, command, F, format, menu, edit, menu. Finder. Text edit, this is an iText, and I can do finder. Text edit, this is an iText, and I can do whatever I want to do with this line. This is so simple. Senses, big, quick, lazy. Finder. Text edit, this is an iText, and I can do whatever I want to do with this line. This is so simple. Finder. Text edit, this is an iText, and I can do whatever. Menu bar, Apple, text edit, file, edit, edit. Undo, underline, special cap, redo, cut, copy, paste, paste, delete, complete, select all, insert, find, submenu, find, submenu, find, versus, find next, command, find previous, command, use selection for find, command, jump to selection, select line, versus, command, find, versus, command, M, find, replace with, blank, text, replace with, combo box, blank, replace with, combo box, blank.
Okay, so letter Z, you said?
Yes.
Replace the combo box blank. Z. Z. Replaced with combo box blank. Blank text. Ignore case. Check box blank text. Ignore case. Check box. Wrap around. Check box. Contains pop-up button. Replace all button. Press in selection button. Replace button. Replace ampersand find button. Previous, next button, close button, minimize button, zoom button, find, find, CC, combo box, selection deleted, replace with combo box blank, not ignore case, jump wrap around, jump containers, pop up button, replace all button, press in selection button, replace button, replace ampersand find button, previous button, next button, close button, press close button, window, untitled 2. Automatic sentence. The quick glance at that box jumps over the fence. Edit text.
So as you can hear, I've made the change.
Menu bar, Apple, text edit, file, edit,
menu again.
Edit, special care, speech, submenu, substitutions, selling and grammar, find, submenu, selling and grammar, submenu, selling and grammar, submenu, show selling and grammar, colon, check document now, command, semicolon, check mark, check spelling, while typing, check document now, command, semicolon,
misspelled 12 points from the line center.
Lazic Fat. Highway.
Okay.
Lazic Fat.
Underline.
Fox. Fox.
Misspelled.
Lazic Fat. Lazic Fat Fox jumps over the fence. New line. The quick Lazic Fat Fox jumps over the fence. Finder. Window. Vertical splitter. Text edit. This is night text. And I can do. Text edit.
Oh, it's out.
Fence.
It's out.
The. Over. Jumps.
Underline.
Fox.
Misspelled.
Lazic Fat. Opening voiceover utility. Voiceover utility. Window. Voiceover utility. Table. As keyword focus. Alphabetic sentences. The quick Lazic Fat Fox jumps over the fence. Edit text. Finder. Window. Applications. Table.
Text edit. This is not text. An Apple. Text edit.
Miscount 12 points on Miscount. Align center.
Classic fan. Submit. Chart out server. Image.
Goodbye.
Find finder. Text edit. This is not text. An Apple. Text edit. Authentic sentence. The quick classic fat fox jumps over the fence.
Underline.
Fox. Fox.
Misspelled.
Classic fat. L. A. Z. Z. Y. Z. Z. Space. Highway.
Underline.
F. Highway. F.
Please misspelled.
Z. Unhighlighted. Z. Highway.
For some odd reason, the context commands and the choices are not meeting with the voiceover commands. There's something really odd going on with the next page of that.
Would you rather we moved on?
Yes, please.
Oh, okay. Mike?
Okay.
Well, first, is there anything more you want to say about how it should
be? What it should do is that there are voiceover commands available where as you're going through the document, it reads each unspelled, misspelled word, and then the choices that could be available to you, and you can just choose from a menu. You don't even have to go into the spell check mode to be able to do that, and those commands are not working on this machine today.
Okay, so I'm still in my document here. I'm going to press Control F for the find. I could also do this in the menu if I wanted.
Find and relate.
So I'm going to.
Modification.
I'm going to type in Z. Replace with ZZ.
Find all verb. Replace verb.
Replace. What's that?
It's a Z.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Release all the modification marks of chip, full moon mode, more options, help mode, close version, untitled word, open up is not all right of rain.
Alright, let's just listen to it and see if it sounds wrong now.
Learn. The quit ground part stumped over the lazy.
Oh.
No,
didn't do anything. Okay.
Alphabetic sentence. Find and release. Z. Z.
Okay, so it's Z.
Z, Z. Okay. Find dot replace button. Replace all but open office dot org 2.3 search key replace 1 times. Okay button.
Okay, so it told me it replaced it this time.
Find and match kept full more up help closer untitled well open office dot org rain. Then the quit ground fox dumped over the lazy.
Okay, and so now we'll go in and spell check.
Alphabetic sentence. Spell check. English, USA, misspelled word. Sentence context is alphabetic sentence. Change button.
I must
change all button. Autocorrect. Options. Help button. Close up. Not in dictionary scroll pane. Not in suggest sentence list item. Suggestions list.
And I have misspelled sentence, so I guess I'll replace
dictionary
that word.
Ignore all. Dictionary land. Change verb. Change all verb. Change land. Misspelled word. Less context is ground part stumped over the lazy.
So it told me that the context of lazy is
change all. Autocomp options. Help verb. A boomer. Close up. Not in dictionary scroll pane. Not in dit. Suggest lazy list item. Suggestions list.
Okay, now I'm tabbing through this dialogue just to show navigating through the dialogue. There are also hotkeys for doing all these things as well. But I'm just using the dialogue. Just
ignore dictionary land change button.
Learned
open office dot org 2.3 the spell check is complete. Okay button. Untitled one open office dot org right of rain alphabetic sentence.
Now let's listen to it.
Learned the quit ground part stumped over the lazy.
And now lazy is back to having one Z in it again.
Learned.
So, is that the extent of the task?
Yes, it is.
Okay,
thanks.
Yep.
I'd like to do more tasks, but I also want to make sure that people have ample opportunities to ask questions or to ask even for specific tasks to be demonstrated themselves. So I'm going to open it up and see what we get. Does anybody?
You have to do that.
No,
I beg your pardon.
I haven't done this.
Oh, I beg your pardon, Mecca. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. After Mecca, we'll open it up.
Speech disabled.
Just plugging the audio back in here.
Easy cursor document, Microsoft Word. Edit.
So I'm still in this Microsoft Word document, so I'll do a control home to get up to the top.
Top of file, web, easy portal style, alphabetic sentence, web, top portals, easy cursor.
And the find and replace function is in the edit menu, so I'll do Alt E.
Menu, I'll do it down to control plus C to move. Repeat copy and cut control copy and office paste control paste step paste as clears up select off find dot replace dot 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 control plus H E.
So the shortcut key would have been control H, so I'll go to replace here.
Leaving menus, find and replace dialog, replace page, find with colon and combo to set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value alt plus N.
So I'll type Z and then I'll press tab.
Replace with colon and combo to set.
And I'll hit ZZ.
Find next button to add, cancel button to add, replace button to add, replace all button to activate, press space bar alt plus A.
And the JAWS tutor messages are on. You can turn those off, but this is kind of a out-of-the-box setup, so I'll hit the space bar on the replace all button.
Microsoft Office Word dialog. Word has completed a search of the document that has made one replacement. OK button to activate. Press space bar. Easy cursor.
And then that time I just hit enter on that button. You can typically hit either one. So it found one occurrence of ZZ and replaced it. So now I know that the shortcut for the spell checker in Office is F7, so I'll go ahead and hit that. And actually, there's a thing with this wireless keyboard. I have to hit one of the keys on the right to make the function keys work, so I just hit that, and now I'll try the F7 again. It's still, it was still in the find and replace, so I'm going to hit escape to get out of that. So I just hit escape to close that find and replace that was still partially open, and then I hit the F7, so now I hit the tab key.
Suggestions, colon, this box, lazy, 1 of 2, L-A-Z-Y, the group, when I press the arrow key, alt plus N.
And I'll just tab around this dialog box. This is the where it's found, the word.
Check grammar, check box, check, ignore what's button, ignore all buttons, add the dictionary button to activate, press space, R, alt plus A. Change button to activate, press space, R, alt plus C.
So that's alt C, the change that we're going to want pretty soon here.
Change all button to auto correct button to options, dot, 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 but cancel button. Not a dictionary, colon, edit, the quick round box,
so comment box,
type of text. Suggestions, colon, not a dictionary, colon, edit, not a dictionary, colon, edit, the quick round box jumps over the lazy box, type of text.
So it's reading in that not in dictionary screen.
Not a dictionary, colon, edit, the quick round box jumps over the lazy box, type of text.
Let's say we wanted more information, about maybe other commands. Oftentimes it draws, you can get context sensitive help with insert F1. So let me hit that.
Easy, the quick round box jumps over the lazy. Is that a field to navigate using standard reading commands? Link list JAWS hotkey, press escape to close this message. You can type text that is at a field to navigate using standard reading commands. Link list JAWS hotkey, press escape to close this message. Not a dictionary, colon edited. Easy cursor. JAWS graphics label error type. Not easy, the quick round box jumps over the lazy. Not a dictionary, colon, lazy. Document 1 dash Microsoft Word, Microsoft Office Word dialog. The spelling and grammar check is complete. OK button to act. Document 1, edit.
And now if we read this.
Normal style, alphabetic sentence, the quick round box jumps over the lazy dog. East, period, dog, lazy, L-A-Z-Y, space.
And it's corrected.
OK, thanks. Questions from the audience.
Mike?
Yes?
You had said that you had turned off the ability to hear the buttons. Is that a simple task to perform, putting those on and off?
Yeah, it's just in a menu. I don't even know why I did it. I forgot I did. So Yeah, it's just a simple one.
Simple enough that you could show us in two or three.
Oh, it's just I just had turned the toolbar off in the writer application.
Okay.
That's all I had done.
Turn it on.
Another question?
Yes. So, were you guys using the Braille displays that you have on your machines for these tasks, or just the screen readers? And also, which ones did you have or didn't have Braille displays?
I was using a Braille display, and it didn't really affect my ability to do the tasks at all. I just am a heavy Braille user and just happen to like it, so when I'm doing a presentation, I always just have one hooked up for my own benefit, really.
I also use Braille, but I don't have a Braille display, so I didn't have one with me, but it's something that, you know, I would be amenable to using, but I didn't have one today.
I also use a Braille display, but I did not bring a Braille display with me to CSUN. There were only enough things that I could carry, obviously, so the Braille display is available.
Other questions?
Was anyone using residual vision?
I was not.
Nor was I. No.
Or could they select tasks, Jamal? Do we have time? If they don't ask a question, if they want to see a certain task.
Does anybody have any particular task they want? Well, what I'll ask each of you to do, we've got about 10 minutes left, is present an argument as to why, or at least what the strengths and weaknesses are of your operating system. If you like, go as far as to say why it's the best right now for blind GUI users. And illustrate something that you can do on your system that might be significantly harder to do on the others. And I'm going to ask Mecca to go first.
Okay, so again, I'm currently using Microsoft Windows XP Professional with JAWS 9. And accessibility to Windows has been kind of ongoing since the start, since Windows 3.1. The JAWS products have also been around since the 1980s, starting out in DOS and moving along through Windows. Windows is kind of, in most corporate environments and perhaps to some extent in education, though I know Apple has been, at least when I was in school, it was mostly all Apple, but I think in terms of computers out there, Windows is the most commonly found system. So that means that if someone's going into a job site or going to school or even doing something socially or out in the environment, they're more likely to find Windows machines. There are numerous screen readers under Windows, so if you don't like the way that one does something, for instance, under the Windows environment, there's JAWS for Windows, Window Eyes, and a variety of other products under Saratech, such as System Access to Go, and various other flavors of the screen readers they have. And there are more screen, I mean, those are kind of the top three. There are also some NVDA, which is a free, open source, probably somewhat limited screen reader, but there are many screen reader choices under Windows, so if you find an application where one doesn't work, you can use another screen reader. The JAWS screen reader is very extensible in terms of being able to work with applications that it works with many applications right out of the box, but if it doesn't work, it has a scripting language where you can customize it to work with, say, a proprietary application that doesn't use standard programming methodologies. And that can, for example, the Skype program. You can use Skype. In fact, I just used it when I got here to call Jamal, and I left him a message on his cell phone. without the JAWS scripts. This machine, presently, I don't have the JAWS scripts. In the case of Skype, the JAWS scripts add functionality and sort of ease of use, but they're not necessary. Another kind of example would be something like iTunes under Windows, where out of the box that doesn't work at all, or very, very limited. But just this week, a script has been announced and will be available or shortly be available called JTunes that that will allow either total or nearly total access to. I actually haven't seen it demonstrated, so but that's a case where iTunes doesn't work out of the box with JAWS, so someone used the power of the JAWS scripting language to make that work. And many of your common programs are scripted, like Microsoft Office and Internet Explorer and Firefox, and those scripts are provided by Freedom Scientific. I was thinking earlier as far as one thing to show, and I'll show the JAWS verbosity settings, which we're still in this Word document, so just to give you an idea of the types of things you can do, I'm going to hit the JAWS key plus V for verbosity. So it knows we're in Word and there are Word options we can adjust, so let's just down arrow and hear what those are. Navigation quick keys, so that would allow you to move through the document with quick keys much as you would with Internet Explorer.
Formatting open. Level 2, bullet type indication, dash off, 1 of 5, formatting. F1L prompt, dash off. Measurement units, dash center inches, left fair and default right fair. Shaded detection, dash off. Style changes, dash off. Level 1, tables open, 6 items. Level 2, table detection, dash off, 1, description, dash off. Table titles and notes, dash only marked letters. Column titles, row set, dash not at the table. Row titles, column set, dash not at the table. Title definitions clear. Level 1, document settings open, 2, level 2, name table titles override, dash off.
So there are a lot of things with tables, they have a similar amount of functionality within Excel.
Speech and sound, level 0, editing options open, A, level 1, autocorrect detection, dash off, 1 of 8, editing options, spelling error detection, dash off.
So spelling error detection, if that were on, which you can toggle it with the space bar.
Spelling error detection, dash off, spelling error detection, dash off, less count. Spelling error detection, dash off.
When you're going through the document, it would announce any spelling mistakes. So JAWS has a lot of context-sensitive help as well as options that come up in the correct place. So, you know, when we opened up the verbosity in Word, we got Word-related options. As far as weaknesses of Windows, the thing I alluded to earlier, that it's kind of become a lot larger of an operating system, and it's kind of frustrating how long it takes to boot up and shut down, especially when you're loading a number of programs. Another weakness is the setup process. It is technically possible for a blind person to, for instance, reinstall Windows or install it from the factory. But speech is not available until your operating system and either Narrator, which is the built-in screen reader, or your JAWS gets going. So if you were to want to take a box and do a complete partitioning of the hard drive, format and reinstall, the way I do it is I've built a custom Windows installation CD with a script file on it, a winnt.sif file, for those of you up on such things. So I put the disk in, and I've already provided the answers to the install questions. So it runs through that silently without prompting on the screen. And then when it's ready, it comes up and you have your operating system. Now, let's say you had a Windows computer without sound drivers built into the Windows media installation. There would be a way that you could add those to the script file disk. But again, it's something that typically only an IT person or someone, you know, such as myself, who kind of tinkers around in these things, would be able to do. So at kind of low levels of the operating system, like certain parts of the install, you may not have speech. And finally, I will mention that, as you know, Windows has Narrator, and you can get to that any point with control, a Windows key plus U. And with that, I'll pass it on. Thank you.
Thanks. Pratik?
Thank you. The first thing I want to say is that my performance today should not be seen as an indication of the weakness of the Mac operating system. And I'll make it very brief because I know we're running out of time. So there are a couple of things I just want to mention is that the operating system and the accessibility of it are significantly improving almost day by day. The releases that Apple comes out with on a frequent basis add functionality. For example, a couple of weeks ago, 12 Braille displays, support for 12 new Braille displays were added, and this was after the fact, this was after Leopard was released, and new feature sets are coming out all the time. In addition to that, applications that are included within the operating system, such as GarageBand. GarageBand is an application that's used to record not only audio, record just spoken audio, but also musical tracks, and it's a it's a quite sophisticated application. It comes with the operating system, and that became accessible last week, and it's completely accessible. And keep those things in mind. It's a rapidly developing environment, and I believe that the accessibility of this environment will be growing, and you'll see a lot new, many new features coming out in the very near future. And none of that has to be paid for. So that's a major advantage. And the disadvantage to the operating system is that it is in some ways it's closed operating system. In some ways it's a closed hardware system. So you don't have as much choice in terms of hardware as you might with something like Windows or Linux. More so with Windows than Linux. But that's a major disadvantage. I'll stop there. If you have any specific questions, come up at the end, and I'll be happy to answer them.
Thanks. Mike?
So thank you all for coming and checking this out today. The positives, I would say, about the open desktop and both Solaris and Linux distributions is the zero cost of ownership for any of the software. Also, one of the real major things that we find is that our users will report a bug, and oftentimes it can be fixed in a matter of days, and because of the open source nature of the screen reader, the desktop, things like that, if a bug that you need is fixed, you can immediately pull the source, if you're somewhat technical, and rebuild and have your bug addressed in a matter of days or even, you know, sometimes hours in some cases. The frequency of releases is also another real positive to the open source environment. You know, with Sun's builds of Solaris, they're released quite frequently, as well as with many of the Linux distributions. We are always growing and evolving, able to be responsive to users, take a lot of user feedback. The desktop in general, on most distributions, you can get very simply download applications that you want. I'll give an example. For the other day, I needed an application to convert from one audio format to another. It was a very simple process of just, you know, going out, Googling, finding the open source application I wanted. It was one command in my distribution to install it, and the thing turned out to be accessible out of the box. Also, the Orca screen reader is completely scriptable for applications or changes when they want. I have to say the big minus probably is the lack of penetration. So many blind and visually impaired people assume that Windows is the only solution, and they don't realize that Linux is out there or Solaris is out there, and in the case of some distributions can be completely installed by the blind person without sighted assistance. And so I think just getting the word out there is probably the biggest challenge that the open source community faces.
So with that, I'll end. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, feel free to come up afterwards if you want to talk to any of the presenters individually. And please join me in giving them a hand.